And if you're unsaved tonight, what's going to be the answer? Is there a word from the Lord? Is there any word from the Lord for the people who are halting between two opinions? Yes, the word of God says, why halt ye between two opinions? Is there a word from the Lord for those people that are undecided? Yes, it says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Is there a word from the Lord for the person who say, not today, tomorrow I think about it? Yes, there is. There's a word from the Lord for that person. He says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Is there a word from the Lord for the person who says tonight? He says, today, harden not your heart. So where do you sit this evening? Or you sit in Corinda Christian Assembly, Gospel Hall, whatever? You sit here. That's where you sit this evening. Ah, but where do you sit? Well, you sit on that particular train, if you like, or bus, or car, that's the journey through life, and it's divided, that particular vehicle, and we can't see the division. We can't see the division, but there is a division, and some people are on the part of that vehicle that's going to veer off and down to hell. And some people on that vehicle, they're going to veer off and up to heaven. And we're on one or the other. Which side are you on? What's been your choice? Have you accepted the work that God has done in Christ for salvation and believed? Then you're on your way to glory. Praise the Lord for that. Something marvellous. Have you not accepted? Are you dithering? Are you waiting? Are you scared of your peer pressure? Are your friends saying to you, oh, I don't want to go away with that Christian lot? They're all a load of, well, whatever they're a load of. You don't want to go with them. You know, your friends, in situations like that, are your worst enemies. They are not friends. Genuine love would see the best for you. And if your friends know of heaven and want you to go to hell, they are not friends. Even if your friends, so-called, aren't Christians themselves. A genuine friend would want the best for you and encourage you in the best. It's like the preacher who was preaching at a particular time, an evangelist in Ireland. And someone rushed up and told him that his house was on fire. So he said, excuse me, please, and he's rushing out and on his way home. And on his way home, he stopped and said, oh, it's all right, brother, it's all right, it's not your house, it's your neighbour's. So he slowed down to a walk. He didn't really love his neighbour. If he'd loved his neighbour, he would have speeded up and worked harder to put it out. Do we just talk about these things, or is it really in our hearts? Do you want your friends to go to hell? Do you want your loved ones to go to hell? Or are you prepared to tell them of the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Well, I can't say any more. There is a word from the Lord. Believe and be saved. What must I do to be saved? Said the jailer. Believe, said the apostle. And the man believed and was saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Is there a word from the Lord for everyone? Yes, there is. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That includes you, that includes me, that includes everyone. Believers and unbelievers alike, all men everywhere.
Repent. Turn around. Turn away from our own ways and walk with the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord for you? Where you are this evening, where you're at, sure there is. I may not have mentioned it particularly for you, but it's here in God's word. And if you'll read it, you'll find that strength and that comfort that God can give and God alone can give. And you'll rejoice in it. Believe me, you'll rejoice in it when you find it. And it's something worth doing. So, back to the tidings and the last page. Read your Bible. Read your Bible every day. Stay in communion with God. Unbelievers, just the same. Why not read the Bible every day? You know, you'll never find more murder stories. You'll never find more mystery. You'll never find more of any kind of interest in it than any other book. It's far more comprehensive. It's all there. Better than Agatha Christie. Word that doesn't change. Pretty powerful. Life-changing. Strengthening, embracing. Pretty good word. It's the living word, that's why. And everything else is a dead letter. But this word lives. And the person who gave the word to us lives. And the living word would like contact personally with you. And he'll get it if you'll read the word. And you'll get it. You'll have that contact with him if you'll read the word. Now, I read the word for a long time as an unbeliever. And my father remained and died an unbeliever, but he read the word regularly. See, it doesn't mean you'll be converted if you'll read the word. But it does give God a chance to speak to you. And it does give you a chance to be saved. Is there a word from the Lord? There is.